with those two?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. With Andrew Poff, I played with him before, and for me, being a small player, having a guy with size and reach is makes it a lot easier out there for me, and he can handle a puck, and it's, he's smart.
Can you talk about the time you played with him in Toronto? Is there more chemistry now? Is it about the same?
I would say there's more chemistry. I think, you know, I'm a little more improved on my play, and, you know, he's really smart, and he handles the puck well, and he can keep guys to the outside, and I kind of got a read of how he likes to play.
How do you think you complement his game?
Well, I think I can get him the puck in good areas. You know, I think we have the same sort of feel of the game, and we have the same type stride, and you know, we like to let the puck do the work.
You're a guy that's willing to play with anybody, but would you like to see that line back together starting this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. Nick's been a big part of our team, and he's been a big reason for me having success as far as production, so I'm anxious to have him back in the lineup.
Thanks for this.
Yeah.
Do you think
thanks.
There's going to be any big difference in terms of the D in Carolina as far as I hear, as opposed to Dane Lawson or Roger Tuesday? Is it going to affect you guys a little bit?
I don't know. I think we've played pretty well against Carolina, so you know, I hope that them being on a road trip still and us playing well at home, you know, we'll be able to carry that throughout the week.
Kyle, I wanted to ask you about World Junior time. Selection camp is coming up. You're not going this year, by the way, but go back to when you were involved. What was it like for you as a player at the selection camp?
The selection camp was a lot of fun. I think that's, I don't know how many players, it's 40 players or so, but, you know, it's also nerve-wracking because, you know, if you're not one of the top guys, there's a lot of bubble players that can make the team, and if you have a good showing at the camp, in a three-day span, you can kind of work your way on the team.
You talk about it being nerve-wracking. Tell me about that experience in itself. I know the tradition is to hide outside for the media to wait to see who comes out and who doesn't.
Yeah, I think when I was there, they gave you a phone call real late at night. So if you had a roommate who was also on the bubble, it was pretty difficult because, you know, one or both of you was going to get cut.
Who was the roommate at that time?
I had, I think I had Boyd Gordon, and we both made the team. So, you know, we didn't get woken up.
So the phone didn't ring?
No, it didn't ring, but it rang for other guys.
What did that experience do for you going forward?
Well, I think it gives you, you know, it's a lasting memory of playing for Team Canada, and it's a real sense of accomplishment for a lot of the young guys to be able to say that they were, you know, at the junior age, good enough to make a Team Canada.
Thanks, Scott.